I'll tell you what we can do, though. We've got his devotion from Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. And let's share one of those devotions for you this morning. From John 15:19, I think is next up in that one. It reads like this: if you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Jason writes, have you ever felt hated for something that you believed or been rejected because you shared one of your viewpoints? Rejection, it seems, is a part of the universal condition after the fall. We hate those who think differently than we do. What world was Jesus speaking of here? Dr. Kahn says, I think it's commonly assumed that Jesus was referring to the self-centered and hedonistic Roman Empire. If we imagine that Jesus was warning the disciples about Rome, our understanding is that he was saying that they would be hated for confronting immorality. Yet the disciples were also a part of the Jewish world, which was strongly influenced by the Pharisees at that time. In truth, the hatred they experienced would come not only from the secular culture, but also from their own religious leaders. Indeed, hatred often seems more intense from religious than non-religious people. Christ followers who tell of the truth about the extravagance of Jesus' grace may find themselves squarely in the crosshairs of both legalists and hedonists. So the closing prayer, Lord, following you and seeking to live out your message of love is countercultural. You've called us to be rebels, standing against hatred by loving with reckless abandon. From John 15:19, devotional thought to head you off into the day here on WWIB. Well, weekend recap. I had a busy weekend, including staying up late Friday, watching 4 episodes of a show I'm working through, Designated Survivor. They're into season 3 now, Caleb. I am.
4 in a row is.
And President Kirkman, it's going to be the campaign is the theme. So,
anyway. All right.
Also, on Saturday, Michael had a couple of soccer games. The JV for Eau Claire North won one, lost one. So, fun to see him out there just to see, high school sports and the people enjoying that, the fans in the sideline. A little cooler and cloudier this weekend, but we'll take it. I got to be a part of a surprise birthday party way over in where you live in Chippewa Falls and hang out with the guys who are planning the Man Alive Conference in Osceola June 10th to the 13th. So that was fun Saturday night. John McBride, thanks for hosting us. And then yesterday, Peggy and I was on the road this weekend off to Rockford, Minnesota, where she largely is the one who spoke on behalf of Teamwork Africa at a Presbyterian church there. It's a 2-hour drive there and back, so a lot of time on the road, and good to be back.
Well, I had, for whatever reason, I woke up Saturday with just a little bit of vim and vigor, and so I thought, hey, why don't I get going on something that I've put off for a long time, and that's vacuuming out our vehicles. And here's the thing. My shop vac, you know, there's those wide attachments. It doesn't work. It doesn't suck with my shop vac. So I have the little... The only attachment that works for my shop vac that I use when cleaning out our vehicles is about the width of a quarter. So we imagine cleaning out an entire vehicle with something the width of a quarter. And if you know anything about me and maybe the meticulous nature that I have, it was probably an hour and a half to vacuum out both vehicles. Woo. And of course, you're finding all sorts of things. It never ceases to amaze me. Just, I could make a full meal out of what has fallen beneath my kids' car seats. Just one of their car seats. So really, I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner, from all three kids.
Oh, my.
But we got it done. The vehicles looked pristine. And then Sunday evening, we went out to run some errands. And immediately, there were a bunch of things that had fallen from the trees onto our driveway. And the kids tracked them back into the vehicle. And Dad said, well, you know, it was nice to have it clean for a day. But
that was for a day. Yeah, that's funny.
And just some quiet family moments throughout the weekend, too. So, again, it was a little more gray, a little more gloomy, and that made for some restful time. So I'm thankful for that. And you don't always get the time to slow down. You always say you want it, but you don't always take it. And so we kind of did over the weekend, and I'm thankful for that.
Ready for this week.
Well, we, again, last week had that challenge, a 5-day challenge, Monday through Friday, to see if all of you could match what our business sponsors gave for Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. And this week is the payoff when, Lord willing, starting tomorrow, we'll be able to go out and working on that list today of all the places that we'll be able to go with the funds that you all provided. And it's still, looking back, is a little bit surreal, Halvo, as we were asking folks to not only give, but give generously enough to double, to match what our sponsors had been given. We started out with $3,660 in our tip jar, and we call it Wisconsin's biggest tip jar. And Thursday mornings when things really just exploded with the giving, and I don't have an exact tally for you because I want to make sure that our bookkeeper can check my numbers, but we were, I don't know that we quite got there, but we were getting close to, all told, $13,000 by Friday night. I don't think we quite got there, but we were really close at the end of the week. And again, I was just hoping to get a little over 7,000 if God provided really generously. And he just, as he always does, did way more than we ever could have asked or thought.
I knew our listeners were capable of a strong finish, but wow, that just blows you away.
It was incredible. And so now I kind of had my plan, but now I'm thinking really what we had planned to give per tip will probably now be doubled. And so really looking forward to making those deliveries this week, and expect updates. We can give you some on the year, but also follow us on social media, WWIB Radio on Facebook. Looking forward to having some video content over there for you as we make those special deliveries that you all, by the grace and goodness of God, made possible. So thank you once again, and I praise the Lord because of you.
All right, it's our best jokes of the week, and you go away hopefully from this going, those were funny, those were groaners, I can do better than that. So please do at 715-396-1670. So we've got half a dozen jokes here, so here we go. Caleb, what do you call a classy fish?
I'm not sure.
So fishticated.
All right, there we go. We're starting off strong.
Start.
I was recently asked who my favorite vampire was, and I responded, the one from Sesame Street. They said, he doesn't count, but I said, I can assure you, he does.
He does.
All right, there we go.
Absolutely. Also, hey, you know, we can only blame ourselves for all the crime and violence these days. I mean, we removed all the phone booths, and now Superman has no place to change.
Oh, how could we?
Right.
I was very happy to hear that Humpty Dumpty Havel had a great fall after such a lousy spring and summer.
There you go. Okay. This is my last one, Caleb.
All right.
The waitress, all this restaurant talk here, the waitress asked me how I found my steak, and I was like, I just looked next to the potatoes, and there it was.
All right, and one more for me on a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Havel, I forgot in our weekend recap to mention I went to a meeting for Hypochondriacs Anonymous. The first step on the road to recovery, evidently, is admitting you don't have a problem. Hypochondriacs Anonymous. There we go.
Okay.
The bar has been set. It is low. Let's hear yours. 715-396-1670. The sports call of the weekend coming from Fox Sports Bowling as 18-year-old Anthony Neuer tried to convert a 7-10 split, something that happened that hadn't happened on TV in 3 decades.
Right through the face, leaving the 7-10. The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling. On TV.
Come on, kid, do it.
Assassin just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
That is the best. Neuer becomes only the 4th professional bowler to make a 7-10 split on TV.
Did you know bowling excitement could be
the I didn't that know that, but that pitch. Makes me, I mean, wow, that makes me want to watch more. I actually...
He hit the pin on the right, and then it kicked over and hit the one on the left.
And you have to, like, pinwheel it, which is incredibly, incredibly difficult.
Right.
Wow. All right. Something we haven't heard before in our WWIB sports as well.
So, what are the strangest driving laws from around the world? Well, I'm glad you asked that, because Britain's Daily Star rounded up some of the strangest, and here we go. Here in the... In Japan, actually, where Japan gets their first winner of a major golf tournament over the weekend. Congratulations, winning
Matsuyama.
The Masters. Yeah. I left it for you to say his name. Many of us in Japan, many of us will have been drenched by a passing vehicle on a raining day, but in Japan, it's illegal to splash puddles on pedestrians.
Oh, well, okay. Good law. Switzerland, under Swiss law, you are not allowed to wash your car on Sundays.
Really? Okay. In Germany, the same law is enforced, but it's modified, so washing cars is allowed on Sundays after midday, so it doesn't disturb your church-going time. The Germans also have a law that says it's illegal to stop your car on the Autobahn, even if you run out of fuel. What are you supposed to do?
Coast. Push it. Strangest driving laws from around the world. In Luxembourg, it's unlawful to drive without windshield wipers. However, you are allowed to drive without a windshield.
Okay.
Makes sense.
In Belarus, driving a dirty car is banned. You just cleaned yours. You're good.
Yeah. Costa Rica. Let's see. Let's go to Spain. Motorists in Spain can be fined for wearing flip-flops or for washing their vehicles on a public road. A lot of these have to do with cleanliness of your vehicle, it seems.
South Africa, if you fail to slow down or stop for critters crossing the road, whether it's a cow or a lion, you'll be slapped with a hefty fine.
Would I rather be slapped with the fine or by the lion?
I mean, you wouldn't want to hit them anyhow.
And in Cyprus, strangest driving laws from around the world here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Motorists in Cyprus are banned from eating or drinking anything at the wheel of their cars, including water. If caught, they face a fine.
Wow.
Strangest driving laws from around the world. Make sure you're driving safely this morning and keeping it tuned to WWIB. That's not a law. Maybe it should be.
Wisconsin's biggest tip jar promotion. I mean, so exciting last week to see. I remember, Caleb, with the $360 from our generous sponsors. We're so grateful for them at WIB.com. And then we cleared $1,000 through Wednesday. But then Thursday was a magical day as we really climbed that day. And then finishing off so strong, my wife was commenting. She's like, wow, you guys topped 2,000 even before the drive. So it was fantastic.
Yeah, and again, I think we ended up and waiting for the final tallies to come in this morning. And then we're planning to be right out distributing these starting tomorrow, Lord willing. But it looks like we came up just short of $13,000. For this that we can then give away to local servers and restaurants, bless them and their staff. And the best way to keep track of everything we're doing, we'll try and update you on the year, but WWIB Radio, if you're on Facebook, if you just follow us on Facebook and make sure that you hit see first on our posts, and we're going to try and have some video content, maybe some pictures, things like that, as we go out and make these surprise deliveries. We're going to patronize some local restaurants and be able to rave about them a little bit, and also then leave behind a very, very large tip. And hopefully it's just, we've said it over and over, but it bears repeating. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus, and you all have, in such an amazing way, thank the Lord, equipped us to do that.
What a task now. In all of your years in sales and promotion and announcing, never before, I think, have you had a week like you now have looking at you, right? I mean, to go north, south, east, and west with close to $13,000 to bless restaurant workers and servers with. Unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be pretty exhausting, but in the most wonderful way. So,
yeah.
Again, today is my day to, Lord willing, get a week's worth of work done in one day and then be able to spend the rest of the week giving these out. And what a privilege it's going to be. And so pray for us as we do this, as that there will be doors of ministry opened up to just, again, whether it's just planting a seed or if these conversations can happen more when it's like, why in the world would you do this? Why would all of these people from a station, and for some of these, it could be people who don't even listen to the station as well, too. But why would you love me like this? And the answer is Jesus. And
we're getting reports even of a listener this morning on the comment line. He's like, yeah, I was at a restaurant over the weekend and I'm telling the server, yeah, this radio station, WWIB, they're doing this. So people are buzzing about it, even in anticipation.
Yes. And we are, again, just looking forward to this so much. And it's just God. It's God working through all of you. And we can't wait to see what he does through this.